In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I am very fond of this feast day, of the solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord. It's one of my favorites, and I have many good memories concerning it. But wouldn't you know that on my first year as a priest, way, way back then, 1994, they moved it to from Thursday to Sunday. And I've never forgiven them. I complain about it every year, so much so that wherever I have been, this feast day has come to be known as the feast day on which Father Eric complains about it being moved. And I've gone to extremes to celebrate it on the proper day of Thursday. Back when this first happened, they still celebrated it on Thursday in Colorado, so I would drive across the border and say Mass out of the back of my car just to be able to do it on the right day. And then I would come up here to Salt Lake and say Mass at the Maronite Catholic Church, St. Jude's, because they never moved it. And then, God bless Pope Emeritus Benedict, he allowed the free celebration of the Latin Mass. So what I do now is every Ascension Thursday, I say Mass in the extraordinary form so that I can celebrate the Ascension on its proper day. And besides that, I pray and encourage you to pray every year that it return to its proper day. I hope you will join me in this. Now, some of you may be thinking, what's the big deal? Thursday, Sunday, as long as it's celebrated, what's the big deal? I'll tell you what the big deal is. First of all, it is a very important feast day. What we're celebrating today is of supreme importance. What we reflect upon in the Holy Liturgy is crucial to our salvation. And secondly, we happen to know when the Ascension took place. It took place 40 days after Easter Sunday. Do the math. That's a Thursday. In fact, it was last Thursday. So we know when it happened. And that's the day we should celebrate it on. So why is it so important? Why is it so crucial to our salvation? Isn't the Ascension just about Jesus wrapping up his work here on earth and going home? Kind of like Jesus in an old Western riding off into the sunset as he says, "My work here is done." Oh, nay, nay. No, that's not what's going on. Our Lord is not riding off into the sunset. He is entering triumphantly into his Father's kingdom. In the ancient world, when a Roman general had a particularly marvelous campaign and victory, he was granted the privilege of a triumph. And the general would be allowed to enter into the city of Rome with the trophies of his victory. Well, our Lord enters triumphantly into his Father's kingdom. He enters and takes his place upon the throne, which is his from the beginning of the earth, from the beginning of all time. Where he was before, he emptied himself of glory and became one like us in all things but sin. Before he suffered and died and rose from the dead, he takes his place at the right hand of the Majesty, bearing with him his trophies of triumph, which are his wounds, the nail marks in his hands and feet, the lance mark in his side, and the wounds left by the crown of thorns. Gloriously radiant, proclaiming to all creation his victory over the world, the flesh, the devil, and death itself. When our Lord ascended into heaven, he took with him our frail human nature and raised it above that of the angels, because when our Lord took upon himself our human nature, he did it for all eternity. Our Lord did not go up to heaven and take off his human suit and hang it in his closet. He is true God and true man forever. And we are exalted in him because one of us governs heaven and earth. That's why when at funerals, sometimes people will say, well, so-and-so is an angel. And I say to them, no, they're not. Why would you want them to be downgraded? God never became an angel. He did become human. And our human nature is now at the apex of creation. And our Lord went not to leave us orphans, as he says, but to prepare a place for us. He has gone up in high to blaze the trail for us, so that where he is, we may one day follow. And the work of our redemption is far from over, because the power and the presence and the ministry of our Lord continues within his church, within the sacraments. Through the sacraments, we encounter the Lord Jesus and we are changed by him. We are saved. We encounter God, and this encounter can lead us to his kingdom with our risen and ascended Lord. My sons and daughters in Christ, I hope you can see from this why the ascension is so important and why it should be returned to its proper day of Thursday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.